The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
It's called the Stop Slush Fund Act, a bill introduced by Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Roanoke. Basically, it would prohibit the Department of Justice from requiring donations to advocacy groups as part of settlement agreements. Goodlatte, who's chairman of the Judiciary Committee, calls that a slush fund.
These include the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, whose director calls himself a bank terrorist. Documents show that the groups that benefited from mandatory donation provisions actively lobbied DOJ to include them.
The critics say, wait a minute. If money from these settlements goes to the Treasury, it could go to finance things like interest on the national debt or nuclear weapons, instead of going to whatever was at issue in the lawsuit. Sonya Gill, a public citizen, says the bill is a cynical attack.
The proponents of this bill are essentially using it as a bully pulpit to attack what they term so-called activist groups, and I think that's quite shameful.
The House approved the bill in an overwhelming vote this week, and it's now on its way to the Senate, where Oklahoma Senator James Lankford has already introduced a companion bill. If it makes it out of the Senate, though, the president is already promising a veto. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Michael Pope.